it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
Again, Loud and Local, 10 until midnight every Sunday. The weekend is not over for a lot of us, as is Memorial Day weekend and a long extended weekend. Beautiful weather here in the Northwest. My name is Kevin Deers, and we do the damn thing, presenting all the best in Northwest music. Tonight, two guests in studio. The first guest I have is at the 10 o'clock hour, a band by the name of Windowpane. You know them, you love them, and they are playing a huge show. You'll hear all about it in just a few. On the second hour, I have Piston Ready. They are going to be presenting some brand new songs from their new record, and it's pretty fantastic. They're also playing a pretty epic show. To start the things off this week, last week I had a Chris Cornell tribute episode, and this week I present a song, a cover of Black Hole Sun, as done by Aaron and Brandon Smith of Seven Horns, Seven Eyes, Jeff Loomis, formerly of Nevermore, currently of Arch Enemy, as well as Adon from Ghost Ship Octavius, doing a bit of a metal but amazing cover of Black Hole Sun. R.I.P. Chris Cornell. It's Loud and Local.
Sun in my
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Back on Loud and Local and in studio. Yes, in studio, the window pane curse. It's window pane. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
So the familiar cast and new bassist, Kristen Casper. Welcome to Loud and Local. This is your first time here as a member of Windowpane, but in the past you've been up here as a member of which bands?
I've been a bass player for Riot and Rhythm. I came up here pretty much, I believe, only with Riot and Rhythm a few times while they were playing shows, hooking us up at the market and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, Windowpane, you guys have a lot to talk about. Not only your new bassist, but also this coming Saturday will be the final performance of your longtime member Mark Harris. But more importantly, it is a humongous show on Saturday. So let's talk about it. First off, how are you guys doing? I mean, I know Glenn; he had a hell of a day.
I've had a hell of a couple months, my friend.
Yeah,
but doing good, man. Doing good. Looking forward to Saturday. I mean, we produce these events when we put them on at Showbox. So we've got a really strong lineup. So you guys
get to pick all the bands that play.
Yeah,
with you guys.
Basically, what we do is for lack of a better term, we cut out the middleman so that the middleman doesn't take such a big piece of the pie, and all the artists can make more money.
Yeah, DIY promoters.
Yeah, we've got a good relationship with Showbox. I mean, we built that reputation as being a band that could really hustle and put together great bills and put together great shows.
And has a draw.
Yeah, well, you know, it got to a point where we were able to start working with them directly a few years back. So when we do this, we're advancing the artists, we're assembling the bill, we're taking care of everything. We're the promoter and the headliner.
That's great.
It's a lot of work for us, but by the same token, it does enable us more than anything else to pay the artists what we feel they deserve to be paid. So.
Honestly, I bet that's cool for them too, because they don't have to deal with the middleman either. They can just talk to the artists.
Well, and it's been great too. You know, some of those settlements where, you know, and to us, we're like, well, you got the advance, you knew how you were getting paid, you knew what the pay structure was, but we'll hand these artists, you know, a big fat check, and they're like, this is the most money I've ever made playing music, and we're like, well, good. You know?
It should be this
way. So yeah, we really enjoy it when our support can throw down that hard, and then we hand them a fat check. And their jaws drop open, and we're like, hey, you know, you earned every cent, man, and we're all in this together, and it's great that we can all walk out of here not only having played an amazing event, but getting the kind of money that artists deserve and rarely receive, you know?
Yes, I like that. I like what I'm hearing, man. That's awesome. Your big show is this Saturday, the 3rd of June. Man, it's already June. That's crazy.
No, it crept up quick.
It's the summertime here in the Northwest. It's looking nice out there. So we got Windowpane along with Van Epps playing their tour kickoff.
Yeah.
Kiss the Gunner's Daughter doing a reunion. Wyatt Only and the Wreckage and Mock Society. So that is five awesome bands, and that's all going down at Showbox Market. Like I mentioned, it is Mark Harris's final show. You guys been playing a long time together.
Yeah, I mean, Mark and I, originally we're from Maryland, and Mark and I, we grew up together. We went to school together. We skated religiously together, and so shared many a bloody knee and elbow.
Roller skates, right?
Roller blades. You know, we were definitely roller blades kind of guys. But we've been playing rock and roll together for a long time. But Mark has a newborn daughter. I think she's two now, maybe.
And, yeah.
And the mother of that of Mark's daughter moved to Iowa. She's got family there.
Sure.
And so it just got to a point where Mark was like, you know, I really need to be with my little girl. And we're like,
absolutely.
Dude, we respect that completely. And as far as the whole transition has been, you know, when he let us know kind of what he was going through, what his heart was going through, we started auditioning bass players, and we auditioned a few, but Kristen came in, knocked it out of the park, and
yeah.
We kind of knew after that first night he was going to be the guy, but you didn't tell him that, of course, because we're terrible people. Yeah, we have no souls.
Oh yeah, but I didn't get sleep, but it's okay.
Well, we had Chris in the next time, and he knocked it out of the park again, and that's when we were like, dude, you've got this. And as far as how amicable it's all been, I mean, the rehearsals lately have been with Mark and Chris.
That's cool.
And Mark will play the stuff. Chris will shoot video of it. They can sit there and talk about parts, and Chris will get up and play, and Mark will be like, oh, I actually do that there if that's something you want to do. And it's really been, you know, as far as transitioning a lifelong member of this band, it's been a real cool and positive thing, I think, for everyone. I mean, obviously, we're all going to miss Mark, but we're really excited about what Chris is bringing to the table. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of talent. you know, amazing on stage. We snuck out and did a show in Lewiston, Idaho. That was his first time on stage with us, and he just, you know, nailed it. And so it's all been really good, man. And then the whole plan with the Showbox is we wanted to do a changing of the guards on stage. Literally, we wanted to show our fans that this is cool and it's good and it's positive and really celebrate all of this with the fans. So we've got kind of a really cool set plan that's going to feature some of our legacy material. And then Mark's going to do that. And then we're going to do a final bow with Mark. And then Chris is going to come up. And then we're going to blast out a whole other set that features legacy material, new stuff we've been working on, some cool covers. I mean, you name it. We're trying to really just put on a hell of a show for the fans and the audience and really, you know, celebrate Mark's time in the band and celebrate, you know, Kristen's arrival in the band on stage for the fans. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it seemed like a really, you know, that was Tony's idea, man. He was like, dude, this is what I'm thinking. And we all went, oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think it, you know, for fans of the band or anyone else, it's obviously a real special show that we're never going to be able to recreate again. That's part of why we've been trying to tell people, like, look, you know, you want to see this one if you, you know, if you see any of them. This is the one you want to be at, because we've got a lot of special stuff planned.
That's epic, man. My question is what's the ritual going to be like? Are you going to make him carve window pane into his arm? Are you going to make it?
A brand, you know. They've been.
Dude, that's a great idea.
That he's in it for the long haul.
Some involuntary hazing when we were going out to Lewiston.
Great.
The RV overheated. And
that's what I like to hear.
So there we were by the side of the road, and I'll spare you the hilarious details of that whole thing. You know, I bet the pillar of smoke was visible for miles around. And
fair enough.
And I'm standing there going, man, if only we could find some water. And we were right by this irrigation canal. Oh, cool. So we hump out across this field and climb over this barbed wire fence with all these water bottles. And, you know, Chris is spry and flexible. And I'm like, well, dude, you know, so down he goes the bank. And I'm like, if I'm going to lean over and fall in there, I'm a big Viking Hesher looking guy.
You wanted to go like a quarter mile down the river to go to the waterfall. I'm like, bro, I'm going to help you. I ain't walking that far.
Yeah, I want to walk that far, not to climb down in that hole, man.
You know? The worst part is I'm down there having the water bottles, getting them filled. And I'm like, man, I'm just waiting for the ants to get me. He's like, I wouldn't be worried about the ants, man. And a lot of rattlesnake holes. He's like, it's going to be okay, man.
That was the involuntary hazing. He's like, man, the ants. I'm going to get ants on me. And I'm like, I'd be more worried about the snakes. And he looked up, and that's when he noticed what I already seen, which is, I'm going to say, every 8 inches, there was another snake hole in that bank. There must have been 15 of them right there.
There wasn't. Within 8 inches, there was about 15 different little spots. He's like, I don't like that spot. I'm going to drill another one.
Damn.
Chris was like, why did you say that? I'm like, just keep filling the bottles, dude. I'm like, it's not that warm out today.
You just have to go down there one more time, man. We're going to fill them up and have some for the road.
Snakes and hazing and all the good stuff. I like that, man. We are celebrating a changing of the guard this Saturday, so come out. It is Saturday, June 3rd. Mark Harris's final show. Kristen Casper's first official show with Windowpane in Seattle. And I'm going to play a couple Windowpane songs for you off their self-titled record, Words and Nothing More, Legends and Liars, back-to-back here. We have more from Windowpane in just a few. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Comes to rain again. Attack with the
is Loud and Local Windowpane. Legends and Liars off the self-titled Windowpane record. And, yeah, man. So, Windowpane, you guys are playing a huge show this coming Saturday. Again, the whole lineup is Mock Society, Wyatt Only, and The Wreckage, Kiss the Gunner's Daughter Reunion, Van Epps Tour Kickoff, and, of course, Windowpane. So, aside from the show box, I want to ask, like, are there any other Northwest venues that you guys love playing or that you love supporting?
Studio 7 is kind of a home away from home. You know, we love playing that place. That's just our rock and roll club, you know. And, gosh, we had a great time at the Neptune Theater.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've been there. You know, yeah. Geez, those are kind of the mainstays, you know, Showbox and
I love
Seven
the Croc,
kind of
actually.
Homes,
we've
you know?
We've had some fun shows at the Croc. But those, I would say those are the, if we had to pick three, right? Definitely, you know, Showbox.
Of course.
You know, as far as just really ripping it down, either the Croc or Studio 7. I mean, Tracy and Nicole, the owners of Studio 7, are kind of family to us. I mean, I even spend Christmases over there.
That's awesome.
And so it's home sweet home, man. We go down there, it's all the usual suspects, and we're just among family. And just the vibe at that place is very, like Tony said, man, it's kind of a gritty rock and roll club, and ain't nobody worrying about nobody, and it's just our kind of place.
Absolutely. I was wondering about tickets for the show. Obviously, it's tickets are going to be going fast. It's not sold out yet, but how do people get tickets?
If people go to the Windowpane Facebook page, they can look it up, facebook.com/windowpanemusic. Or just search Windowpane, you know, it has our logo on there.
Sure, but, yeah. I think I linked it actually on the KSW Facebook.
Oh, fantastic,
nice,
man. So yeah, go to the KSW Facebook and you'll find the event page right there. That is a discount link that we're able to post up, and we have a certain amount of tickets that we can mail out.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, but
it saves people the fees, basically.
We are almost through all those, and just to make sure that we have enough time to get people their tickets before Saturday,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to pull the link down tomorrow night at midnight. So that'll be that. And if you're listening, you have until then to save yourself a few bucks. You know, otherwise it's $20 at the door.
Sure.
You know, and I don't know, it's looking like it's doing well. I'm not sure if it'll sell out early or not, but I'd recommend getting there early.
Well, it's certainly going to sell out night of, and you better get in line if you're trying to show up day of and get a ticket. But I would suggest going to the KISW Facebook, like they said, and you can get a discounted ticket to go see Windowpane headline their show. Again, it's Mark Harris, longtime member of Windowpane, his final gig with the band, and Kristen Casper will be taking over the reins of bass for Windowpane. So we're going to be talking to you guys in a little bit more and hanging out and talking all things Windowpane, but I wanted to play another song called Underfoot. Can you guys introduce this one? I'm gonna have you guys do the honors of introducing it.
Do you want us to talk about the song or just say this is Windowpane and this is Underfoot?
let's talk about the song.
It's funny. I mean, this song was written back before the sessions or during the sessions when we were writing for the Daybreak album, and we all felt at the time that it was a little too heavy. And, you know, as far as Brotherhood goes, we had what we thought was a killer piece of music. And we even kicked around at one point like, man, you know, the Riot and Rhythm guys are, you know, more in the vein of what the song feels like. I wonder if they'd be interested. Maybe we pass it along to them. And we told you actually talked about that.
I never
we
got did. That phone call.
Yeah, no, you never got it. Well, that's because we decided just to hang on to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
But,
nice.
Yeah,
I'm
know,
still getting to play it, though. So.
Yeah, oh, exactly. See how it works, man? But yeah, like three years later, we were just going through our hard drives and just listening to stuff we'd kicked around. And we landed on that and went, wow.
That's funny. That's actually the
this
first one.
This is really killer, you know? Yeah.
This is the first one I actually tried to learn, too.
Man.
That's the
you
first
know,
one.
It made its way to you.
Sean. Sean got his audition on that song. It was the first song
yeah,
he
Sean
played.
Sean came in. He's like, yeah, I'd like to do Underfoot.
Yeah,
like,
I did the same thing. You guys are like, oh,
really?
Crap the knuckles.
Yeah. Well, it's a hard piece of material because there's a lot of time changes.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah,
we
you
struggled
know.
Together, man.
I know.
We'll get through it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm awesome. Saying. Like, it was always weird to us, like, Sean saying, let's start with Underfoot. You came in and said, let's start with Underfoot. And Tony and I are like, you're picking one of our hardest songs for your audition, you sure? And actually, just like Sean, Chris, you know, you came in and went, boom, and we went, oh.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's just hard for Tony and I.
Yeah. rhythm, bro.
It's not
we
so
got
much
that.
Technical. Nice. It's just, yeah, it's yeah. It's an odd feel. It's harder than it sounds.
Yeah, we dusted that off, and we were playing it on tour when we were out with Five Finger.
Yeah.
And man, that audience just went wild for that tune. I think were we opening with it on that tour?
We were closing with that one.
Closing with
cool.
it. Yeah.
We were closing with that move. One, and it always, yeah, we'd get everyone bouncing.
Checkmate.
Maybe we'll get you bouncing. Let's play it here. So it's Underfoot, Windowpane. More from them in just a few. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yeah. We got some reggae here.
I'm digging it.
Windowpane hanging out here in the studio. Thank you guys so much. Again, like I mentioned earlier, they are playing a show and you gotta go. So go to KISW's Facebook page, and you can get a discounted ticket now. Again, with Van Epps, Kiss the Gunner's Daughter reunion show, Wyatt Only and the Wreckage, and Mock Society. So you guys are gonna be like a tight knit unit with your new bassist, Kristen Casper. Thank you very much, Kristen, for coming up to the show.
I've been trying to behave.
Oh. we'll see how that goes on stage. As they make the transition from Mark to Kristen on stage, literally a passing of the torch on stage. You will see it on Saturday. That's going to be a cool monumental moment for Windowpane fans to see live.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy thing, playing a last show with Mark.
Kind of bittersweet.
It is, man. You know, he's been a brother for a long time. I mean, gosh, Glenn and him since high school.
Yeah, lifelong friends.
And, you know, it's been a decade for me. And, you know, hell, now I'm going to have to start crashing into you, Chris.
Threaten me with
nice.
A good time.
Well, good luck, man. Every time, Eric Casper, man. Every time I turn around in Lewiston, he was 4 feet in the air. All I'd see is the side of his shoes.
Yeah, first time, first jump I tried to do, went to go on one of the PA speakers, and I knocked over the microphone.
Uh-oh.
Stand. Glenn just looks at me and just starts dying. I'm like, all right, it's good now.
Oh, I was just like, way to go, new guy.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
You said that over the mic, too. Yeah.
Did I? Yeah, I don't know.
I think you did.
Oh, sorry, man.
Some unfortunate soul came from the crowd and helped it out. Yeah. Put the stand back.
We'll keep the hazing going. Windowpane, do you guys have any shout-outs you want to give? Anyone you want to thank? And any final words from you guys before we play a couple more of your songs?
Oh, man, I just... I want to thank all the guys, all the support artists for the third, man. The guys in Mock Society are doing all they can to pack that place out. The guys in White Only and the Wreckage have just been really hustling hard. I know they cooked up a new single.
Yes.
We're going to be premiering that on the Migscast Tuesday. You know, our brothers in Kiss the Gunner's Daughter, our brothers in Van Epps, everyone's really fighting hard to make this an epic event. So more than anything else, just want to thank... all the amazing bands that we get to do this with, and thank you know, of course, you for having us up, Kevin. Thanks so much, man.
Yes, you're very welcome.
You know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make a big show happen, or to even keep a band afloat. So, you know, all our friends, our fans, our family, and then all the bands we're fortunate enough to get to perform with, it always means the world to us. So.
We will see you Saturday, June 3rd. We'll see you guys Saturday, June 3rd, up on stage. But we will see you, the listener of Loud and Local. And we expect you to be having a great time. Support local music. Do all that you can, because all these bands need your help in creating this amazing music community that we do. Windowpane, always happy to have you guys up here in studio. We're going to play a couple more songs from your killer self-titled record. And you got to pick this up when you go see them live. I know they'll have copies on CD, so definitely pick this up. And like I said, support local music. Again, Windowpane, check them out. Follow them on social media and go see them this coming Saturday. Hell yeah. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Windowpane on Loud and Local.
Woo-hoo! Everybody knows your life's temporary.
continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back on Loud and Local. You know what you're doing next Saturday, going to see Windowpane at Showbox. And then after that, I know what you're going to be doing on Friday, June 9th. You're going to be heading over to Ballard to the Tractor Tavern to see Super Suckers, Zeke, and the band in studio right now. We got Piston Ready. Welcome to Loud and Local.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. Not only is it Piston Ready, but it's Piston Ready and two little doggies, two cute little doggies. Why don't you introduce yourselves and what you do for Piston Ready? And also, I don't think the dogs can talk, so why don't you introduce them as well?
So I'll go first. My name's Ocean. I play bass, and I'm holding little Griffin. He's a dachshund.
Oh, what's up, little Griffin?
Hey, hi. What's up? I'm the Seawolf. But I also have a regular name, Dario. I play guitar, and that's about it.
Okay, sounds good. That's about it.
I'm Lauren Banshee Bee. I'm holding Mina, who is a baby dachshund.
It's all good. So we got a squirmy dog?
Yes, very squirmy dog. She says hi.
Hi.
I'm Dana. I play drums.
Oh, yes. And Dana. And also, Misha is not here right now, but she had a long day, and she was also playing with Witchburn all weekend. So, you guys, awesome to have you guys up here. You guys have a new record that was just came out in February. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Scat Pack 68, and we're going to be playing some songs from it. So, I guess this is the first time you've come up to Loud and Local while I've been hosting the show. Jolene, of course, of the old Loud and Local regime had you guys up here on the show. And I want to know, like, I guess in a short form, like, what's the story behind Piston Ready? When did you guys first start playing together? And this record, how long did it take to get this record together?
Well, we formed in 2010. We've had different members. Me and Dario met through a mutual friend, and we just, like, had similar music tastes, and we found Ocean, a couple other people, and then I've always been friends with Misha, and when we lost our guitarist, we had her come in, because she's awesome, and then she was in a band with Dana, and Dana's amazing, so Dana came in and helped out, and it took us, this album's probably about, you know, that 7 years in the making.
Nice.
Long-awaited CD.
We've had time to perfect it.
We did have an EP, but, you know, it's like through the test of time. I'm glad we waited because it's definitely a better product than it would have been before. Yeah,
better caliber of musicians recently.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it started and where it's at now.
That's awesome. And you guys worked with Jack and Dino on this record.
Yeah, saved our butts.
Did he?
Yes.
How so?
It did.
Go ahead.
We had some recording issues with it, so having Jack come and fix it and, you know, just be awesome Jack.
Be Jack and Dino, yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. So you can pick up the record when you go see them again on the 9th. We'll be talking a little bit about that show. We'll be talking more Piston Ready stuff. We got two songs, so let's let the music speak for what you want to hear right now. Two Piston Ready songs back-to-back, Hammerhead and Breakdown, both off of the new record. And I hear a little doggy in the background.
That's Mina.
That is adorable. You can go
she
to
wants to sing, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can sing, Mina. Just sing along. Sing along. And you can go to the 99.9 KISW Instagram to see a picture of these adorable doggies. Here's Hammerhead and Breakdown by Piston Ready back to back. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. Woo! All right, let's turn this channel up.
It's time to go now. Let's hit the stage. Let's rock and roll. Take me home. Let's lock it.
You're listening to Loud and Local. Piston Ready here. That was a song called Breakdown, I believe. That was Breakdown, yes. And yep. Before that was Hammerhead. It's Loud and Local. And Piston Ready in studio, the band that you just heard the last two songs. They have a new album called Scat Pack. It was released in February, and you can pick it up because they're going to be playing a show with Zeke and Super Suckers Friday, June 9th at Tractor Tavern in Ballard. This is a pretty huge show.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're super excited about it.
That's awesome. You guys play quite a bit around the Northwest area. What are your favorite venues to play?
Well, we dig Elko, El Corazon, Funhouse. Slim's we love, yeah. This is the first time we've gotten to play the Tractor, so we're really excited about that. I've only been there as a spectator. And I mean,
if you're going to play the Tractor, you might as well play with the Zeke and
Super
Soccer.
That's definitely, you can't.
That's a good way to start our relationship with that place.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, man. That show's going to tear the house down.
Oh, yeah. The walls are going to be shaking.
So I was talking to you guys off air, and you were mentioning how some of you guys were mentioning how you played in punk bands and, you know, just other kind of bands like growing up. Now, you know, honestly, your band is hard for me to classify. I would say you guys are just straight up rock and roll. Is that how you guys would call it? Like, if someone were like, what do you guys sound like? Would you just be like, we're an effing rock and roll band?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we...
Yeah. You're the doggy.
I would just throw in like high energy or high octane before rock and roll. That would work for me.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
But no power ballads in this band.
I think we tried once two or three years ago.
I really wanted to cover the Scorpions, Still Loving You, and Dario
really?
Was like, nope.
Oh, yeah, my favorite song ever.
He loves the Scorpions.
We're trying not to find a niche category like a lot of bands do, not talking anything bad, but, you know, we just want to appeal to everybody because everybody loves rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you guys had a beer, like if there was a Piston Ready beer, what would it taste like, and what would, like, the style of beer would it be? Would it be, like, a dark beer? Would it be a light beer? Well, would it be a red?
For me, it would taste exactly
like Pabst Blue Ribbon. It would taste just like whiskey. Is that a drink beer?
It would be more of a whiskey. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mine would be down easy and drink as many as possible flavor.
Or good vodka.
Nice. Right on.
Dario's would probably taste like espresso.
Yeah. Our pizza. Probably. He would just have a piston-ready
pizza.
Pizza-flavored beer.
Sounds about right.
I like it. That's awesome. Well, the cover of the record, it has you guys racing in two badass cars. Who's the car lovers in the band?
Pretty much all of us, I think.
Okay, cool.
I've got a few vintage cars, me and my wife do, and... we actually wanted to have a specific year of Dodge, which we got a couple of them on the cover. And, yeah,
I'm the one that's obsessed with Mopars.
Yeah, I'm more of a Ford guy, but that's my last name, so I'm kind of partial.
Cool. Not a Daewoo fan or
Hyundai?
Tempting,
but no, it's too much horsepower for me.
Oh yeah, exactly. Geo Metro, you know, a little too hardcore for you. Awesome. Well, we are going to be playing two more songs from Piston Ready. We'll be hearing more from them shortly. I got Highway and Last Word. Both these songs are available on their new record, Scat Pack 68, which you can pick up on the 9th. And we'll be talking more about that. And you can hear from them in just a few. It's Loud and Local with Piston Ready on the Rocks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, and that was Piston Ready. They are in studio, and they're hanging out, and they're going to be playing a huge show in Ballard at the Tractor Tavern Friday, June 9th. It's just in a week and a half with Zeke and the Super Suckers, and tickets are available now, I believe. Is there a special way to get tickets, or do they just go to the Tractor Tavern website, or what's the deal with that?
They just go to the Tractor, and I think Tractor sells their tickets through ticketweb.com.
Okay, cool. Right on. And I'm sure that tickets are going to be going fast for that one, of course, because Zeke and Super Suckers and also Piston Ready, that is a like three-band like punch in the face as far as like loud, awesome, in-your-face rock and roll. Very, very cool. So, again, thanks, guys, for coming up to the show and bringing your cute doggies. I don't get often dogs in the studio, so that's appreciated.
We are happy to bring them anytime.
Awesome. So, yeah, is there? How do we follow you guys, and how do we get a hold of the album and keep in contact with you guys online and whatnot, see all your cool online thingies?
Well, if you want to like us on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/pistonready. We also are on Reverb Nation and Bandcamp. There are direct links to buy our merch and CDs off of all those pages, and as well as follow us to get updates on when our next shows will be.
But we always recommend coming to the shows, and you can buy all of our merch, and you can see us live.
And also, just to be clear, because, you know, if you're not familiar with our band, it sounds like Piston Ready, but it's like P-I-S-T-O-N, like piston.
Yeah, it's a car piston.
So, like, if you're punching in pissed and ready and you're not finding us, it's because it's a play on words.
Exactly. I was telling someone that, and they were like, man, pissed and ready, dude. That sounds pretty hardcore. I was like, actually, it is, but it's piston ready. And they're like, oh, okay. It's kind of like, you know, a car reference. So
yeah, threw a little mixer in there.
I like it. So any shout-outs, any things you guys want to say, any thank yous before we get going with the show, and I kick you guys out of the studio?
How about a big thank you to you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having
you're
us.
You're welcome.
Well, actually, I got a text message from Otis where he said I need to mention it on the radio.
Hi, Otis.
Yeah, so hi, Otis.
Hello.
I just say hello to all our fans and look forward to seeing you guys at the show for some awesome rock and roll.
Look forward to seeing everybody at the show. This is going to be a great one.
And, of course, our missing member. Hi, Misha.
Hi, Misha. Love you, Misha.
Awesome.
Oh, Mina just went, meh. She loves you, too.
Oh, yes, she does. She will give you dog kisses soon. So Piston Ready, awesome. Check them out. Again, Piston Ready. Check them out. Add them on Facebook. Follow them. All that good stuff. And you can pick up their record when you go see them with Zeke and Super Suckers Friday, June 9th at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard. It's Loud and Local. We'll continue on in just a few.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9. KISW.
Saturday, June 24th at the White River Amphitheater. I want to see you out at Pain in the Grass 2017. It's going to be awesome, and you can get tickets at KISW.com. You can see Korn, Stone Sour, and Ben, I'm very excited to see. Baby Metal is going to be a spectacle. Pretty Reckless, Yellow Wolf, Radkey, Islander. There's going to be an entire Century Media stage as well as main stage local artist 10 Miles Wide opening up the day. I'm so pumped to see 10 Miles Wide kill it on a grand stage of Pain in the Grass. So that's going to be awesome. Been a big champion of 10 Miles Wide, and I'm so proud of these guys for doing it big. They're going to be doing a big tour just before this, so I know they're going to be finely tuned and just sound so good. So I need you to get there early. Again, Saturday, June 24th, go to KISW.com for your Pain in the Grass tickets and all your ticket needs. It's 10 Miles Wide, the mothership off of the Gross album. It's very, very good stuff. It's Loud and Local on the Rock. We'll be right back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.